Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Of course!
The Pinky, the Pinky.
PD Radio. Radio.
So crazy right now. Most incredibly.
He's a rider, yeah. And I'm a roller. Put us together. How they gonna stop both us?
Yes. Lock them in, man. Because quality music and quality radio and entertainment is rare. And if you get a hold of it, you know, hold on to it.
All right, yo, on PD Radio tonight, it's going down.
Radio.
Keep it locked. PD Radio.
We'll be right back.
PD Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. Great guest, great show, PD Ready Hill, let's go. The voice soothing to your ears right now is your host, Miss PD, poetic, creative, and drama free. That's me. And you know, every week I am joined by the man with the master plan, my right hand, the eardrum therapist himself, my co-host, Black. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, Black.
What's going on, Miss PD, a.k.a. Baby Girl, a.k.a. the Mad Scientist, a.k.a. Tambino, a.k.a. a.k.a.
A.k.a. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's a wonderful night in PD land tonight. PD Radio, we come to you every week giving you our best. We thank you all for tuning in and keep on enjoying us every week. Much love to you all. We kicked off the show with two classics tonight, Black. You like how I threw that in there? You like that, Black?
Oh, yeah.
We had The Whispers and The Beat Goes On, followed up by Anita Baker, Same Old Love. Y'all know nothing about that. Y'all too young for that. I'm just saying. But wait a minute. If they too young for that, then I'm old, huh? I'm just giving everything away.
See, but that's how you start to show off, though. Like I said, I just put it out there. You know, PD Radio is going to be putting out some cookout classics coming up. You know, so we got to get everybody right, get their playlists together for the summer. So we're going to give y'all some cookout etiquette on what songs y'all need to have in your playlist coming up. So look out.
I like it. That's right. We want to kick off by giving some PD Radio love to last week's guest, the incredibly talented, inspiring, spiritual and loving Miss Cleo. She stopped by to share with us a little bit of her world and her music project titled Full Moon Madness. We played two of her songs, What If and Mango and Me. And the vibes on those songs are just so chill, so real and relatable that you just have to pick that up ASAP. You heard that. Miss PD said pick it up ASAP, people. Also, we also had the pleasure of being entertained by the hilarious Nicholas Cage, CEO of Six Man Radio and Six Man Entertainment, who stopped by to share with us his new project, the mixtape titled The Wrath of Cage. It's a free download, no excuses, and it's a must-have. It has bangers like Personal Jesus, IDGAF, Wan Guan, and Shut the Fuck Up. Creativity at its best, and it's a must-listen from beginning to end. He even stuck around and busted up with us about some funny topics, which we named Feed Hour. Very funny entertaining show last weekend. Y'all was going crazy last week. Musky ball.
Yeah, that was
musky ball.
High octane.
And tonight, we welcome back a past guest to the show, author GPA, which stands for Greatest Poet Alive. And he's coming on to talk about his brand new release, Revenge of the Orgasm. So ready for that. This author, poet, brings it to us raw, and he'll be joining us in the second half of the show. But in the meantime, and in between time, stick around and let us entertain you as only we can with the music, real talk, and lots of laughs. So call us up and tell us what's on your mind. The first hour of tonight's show is Honesty Hour, so y'all got to call up and share something. Whatever's on your mind, are you crushing on somebody? Is there a violation against somebody? Did you do somebody dirty and you just want to call up and admit it and maybe apologize? You want to give some love, birthday shout-outs, whatever it is. It's Honesty Hour. Just call up, kick it with us. You have a few seconds to say what's on your mind. PD Radio, 646-478-3599. But real quick, Black, before we go to the phone lines, you know what I want to do.
Talk to me.
You know what
talk
I want
to
do?
Me. Yeah.
Well, because the past few weeks, we've had double headers, right? So I couldn't do
right.
my celebrity birthdays. But tonight, we have one guest, so we're bringing back the celebrity birthdays tonight, and I'm going to kick it off right now. Now, these are birthdays all this week. Here we go. Kicking off with comedian Jerry Seinfeld, 59. Rapper Master P, 46. Actress Michelle Pfeiffer, 55. Actress Uma Thurman, 43. Country singer Willie Nelson, 80. Actress Kirsten Dunst, 31. Former NBA player and coach Isaiah Thomas, 52. I love this.
I know, right?
Black. This is, not that. This is my hip-hop crush. Oh, my God, I love him. His voice, whatever. My hip-hop crush.
Lloyd Banks.
Like, y'all don't even know. I love him. I need to get him on the show. Anyway, my hip-hop crush, Lloyd Banks. He's 31 years old this week. Michael Wright, who played the infamous Eddie Kane Jr. in The Five Heartbeats, 57. Ray Parker Jr. Wright, who played the infamous, Ray Parker Jr., famous for the song Ghostbusters. I'm messing up already. Famous for the song Ghostbusters, 58. Darius McCrary, who played Eddie Winslow on Family Matters, 36. Football player, wrestler, and now actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson is 40. British soccer superstar David Beckham, 37. Fashionista Kimora Lee Simmons, 37. Singer-actor Chris Brown, 32. Grammy Award winner Adele, 24. R&B singer Raheem Devon, 37. And I want to give very, very, very special birthday wishes to my little cousin, Victor, a.k.a. Woody, son of my most loving cousin, Roshane Brown. I want to give a happy birthday to you, Victor. Happy birthday, Woody. I love you. Big cousin Tam, love you. And I want to give another very special birthday shout-out to the fabulous woman we all know as Go Getter. So, you guys, happy birthday to you.
Go.
We wish you
go.
All the best. Go, 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 go.
Hold on. How old was Chris Breezy again? How old was Chris Brown?
23. Yes.
Dang.
Still a young buck. I know. We're going to bring in Jennifer Hudson. We're bringing her back again. You know, I know you guys
are going to
sing happy birthday. Stop it, Black. Here we go. Happy birthday to you all. Jennifer Hudson.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Give it up for Jennifer Hudson.
There you go.
She sounds so lovely, don't you agree?
You know Chris Brown coming out with a new line of wife beater t-shirts, right? You do know that.
You know what? It's
Jesus
so
coming out.
Never mind. Leave that dude alone. He's young. He trying to get it together. I'm hoping he could turn himself around. But, you know, he's 23. He's still, you know, at that age where he don't give a damn, basically. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he'll come out of it. I think every young man went through that phase. So, you know, what are you going to do? I don't like the hitting part. I don't agree with that. But everything else, I mean.
That's my man. He can entertain, though. I think people forget.
Oh, he kicks ass.
Because he can.
Yeah.
Right, because he can entertain. So. They let them fly, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into some music, it looks like we have a caller who may want to chime in, so let's bring them in and see what's going on with that.
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, yo,
six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what is going on? Hey, yo, what the fuck is going on? Hey, yo, this is just the round. Hey, yo, Flip Mode is the motherfucking screw.
I'm about to say that, too.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Woo-ah, 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 woo-ah.
We got Buster Rhymes on the line, ladies and gentlemen. You see how PD Radio, we get everybody.
Hey, yo,
that's
hey,
like
yo, what's up, PD? Hey, yo, what's up, Miss PD? Hey, yo, I'm listening to y'all. Yo, I was gonna punch these motherfuckers whose radio motherfuckers in their fucking mouth. I tried to tell them Flip Mode is this motherfucking squad. And it didn't listen to it. Hey, yo, this is 2 years left.
Nah, this is Steve, yo. Yeah, you know, I was cracking up. I knew that was you too, bro.
Hey, yo,
I was about to hit you with that.
Shout out to y'all. I didn't think y'all was going to put me on. I was just listening. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to y'all. You know, I got the support. I got support, man. You already know. Yeah.
Aw. Thanks, Seed. I like that Busta Rhymes impersonation. That
was
crazy.
That was pretty good.
Something wrong with you, Seed. I'm
know,
letting
right.
everybody
oh,
know.
Y'all.
There's something. If he would have came in with that, I would have been done.
Wait, what you say?
I'm about to be like, y'all.
Oh, man, yo. Because when you brought me in, I was like, all right. You know I'm silly. So I was like, all right, who I'm going to do? Real quick.
Oh, Rock, man.
Jim Jones, Game, like who? LL, like who? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know. But, yo, I want to tell y'all, too. Yo, Freeway Ricky Ross is going to be on Six Man Radio this Saturday. So make sure y'all tune in 7:30.
Oh, word.
It's serious. He stopped by, you know, he talked about how, you know, he was basically responsible for crack hitting L.A. in the 80s
right.
during the game time and how the CIA hit him with the drugs to fund the Nicaraguan war. Like, it was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Plus he started talking about Rick Ross. He got a lot of words for the rapper. For the
I
got to
hear this.
Yeah, man. So make sure y'all tune in, man. PD Radio, I love y'all. You already know.
That's what I'm definitely all, oh, man. Yeah.
Y'all heard
yeah.
it. Make sure y'all tune in to Six Man Radio this Saturday night and every Saturday night from 7:30 to 9:30 with Nicholas Cage and Nadine Michelle.
Wah-wah.
All right, yeah. All right, thanks for calling up.
No doubt,
all
no
right.
doubt.
Peace out, bus a bus.
Goodbye.
Yo.
What's wrong with
that's
me? Oh my gosh.
Hey,
he's
if
funny.
You do a, if anybody out there, you do a great person, you know what I'm saying? If you can imitate somebody real good, give us a call, man. Let us get a taste of your skills. 646-478-3599. We want to hear ya.
And that's right. And remember, for the first hour of the show, it is honesty hour. I know you're crushing on somebody. I know you did somebody dirty. I know you played a practical joke that just went a little bit too far. I know you witnessed a violation this week, last week, or the week before. I know you did. Call us up and tell us about it, 646-478-3599. We love talking to you guys. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Miss Lady G for plugging the show tonight. We appreciate you, darling. Thank you so very much. Now, with that, what you got for me, Black, before we go into this music? Got something
hey,
for me?
I got a little honesty that just hit the airwaves. Everybody know that... You know, Jason Collins just came out and said that he was gay, NBA player right now, currently a free agent. You know, the support has been, you know, good and some bad. That's some serious truth. Some serious truth. My question is to the listeners, does that put the NBA in a certain position right now because he's a free agent that a team must sign him? You know what I mean? Like, if they don't sign them now, it's like, oh, the NBA, you know, they're talking all that smack, but they're really not supporting gay athletes. So let me know what you think about that. But that's my truth right there that I heard. So, you know.
Now, Black, you're an athlete. Now, coming up when you were doing your thing, if one of the players on your team came out and admitted that, would that bother you? Would that affect the team? In your time, would he, you know, would have been kicked off the team, or would it have affected you personally, maybe?
Nah, see, that stuff doesn't bother me because, you know, when you play a football and stuff like that, you have to trust the person next to you, you know. Otherwise, you could get seriously hurt. For me personally, it doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? As long as the person's not trying to act on it or you know, things like that.
Right.
That's cool. Now, if you're in a locker room and you're being extra with it, and you know another person is not gay and you're coming on to them, that's not cool. Mm-hmm. And then you know there's gonna be a problem. But I think everybody can be a professional and just do their job, and I don't think it's a big deal. That's just me. I don't think it's that big
either.
A deal. So
I don't either.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has to live their life, and just because people don't live the way we think they should live doesn't mean they should be an outcast. You know. Or degraded or, you know, be left out. I just think it's ridiculous. I don't even know why everybody's making a big deal out of it. Who cares?
Right.
Really, who cares? Why does everybody act like their life is so perfect that they can, you know, put other people down like that? I don't get it, you know?
What are you saying? Everything
gonna
change now?
So what?
You know?
He's still a man.
Yeah.
He's still a basketball player. He still do his thing. So what? That's his personal life. You know, he decided to come out with it because he doesn't want to live in the dark anymore, and I don't blame him. I would, too.
Well, see now, that's the kicker, though. Did he come out with it?
What?
See, he could have came out with it after he retired. You know what I mean? Because he's in, like, I think 13, 14 seasons, something like that. So did he come out with it? Did he come out with it just to come out with it and get it off his chest, or did he come out with it because he's a free agent and he knows he might not get another deal? You know what I'm saying? So now there's some pressure that a team might have to sign him for at least one season, you know. So that's kind of what's
really
going on right now.
You really think there was an ulterior motive for him coming out with it now?
The timing is perfect. You know what I mean? The brother's a chess player. You know what I mean? You don't just come out. Because he could have came out of retirement and then wrote a book. Why he do it now? You know what I'm saying? So there's still people like, you know, he's still trying to use it to his benefit because maybe he wants another year under his contract or something. Out of free agency, so we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. But, you know,
respect
to him. I have nothing to say. That's his life, so whatever.
What kind of truth you got, Miss PD? Talk to me.
I had no truth. My truth get me in trouble. Nope, my truth get me in trouble.
But that's what PD is all
I'm
about,
just kidding.
Right?
I want you guys to call up and tell your truth, though.
I'm boring this PD right now. That's not the PD way right there. We don't hold back.
Okay, one of my truths, and it's not really a big deal, but it's a pet peeve. I hate it. And, Black, you already know.
What's that?
I hate when people talk when I'm trying to listen to something or watch something. And you talking over, and I'm trying to hear what they say, and you're talking over it. I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. Don't do it. I'm
you
gonna
love
punch
it.
You on your face. I hate it.
She said she gonna punch on your face.
I'm punch you on your face. Because if I tell you, right, and you just keep doing it, knowing it aggravates me, why would you do that? Because you want me to blow up on you. You want it to be a problem. That's what I think. Because if I know I'm purposely doing something that's aggravating you and I keep doing it, then maybe I'm trying to bait you. Maybe I'm trying to get a rise out of you. That's how I see it. So, you know, I know y'all out there listening. What is your partner doing that just irks the hell out of you? You need to call us up and put it on the air right now, 646-478-3599. And it looks like we have a caller who wants to chime in, so let's bring them in and see what they have to say for Honesty Hour.
Before I bring them in, I got a truth that I'm just going to throw in there.
Oh, God.
Here's a problem with, you know, when you have a mate that, you know, you ever have a mate who, you know what I'm saying, they bust their ass and want to claim it, and they try to blame you for it? That's my truth. Come on now. Y'all need to, women, y'all need to start claiming y'all. Claim it. Claim it. We're all human. Claim it.
So you saying
PD Radio.
A man? What?
PD Radio, what's your name? Where you calling from?
What's your what?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? This is Sean.
What's going on, Chi-Town?
What's up, Chi?
You claim yours, Shaw? You claim yours, brother?
Yeah,
you know I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to share
ours
with us for Honesty Hour, Shaw? What's on your mind? Talk to us.
I'll be honest. One of the things I hate, my pet peeve, is if I'm watching a movie, I have to hear and see every goddamn thing. So I hate when people talk. Just like PD, you was just, I hate when people talk while you're trying to watch a movie. I will pause the movies and wait for this.
That's funny.
Thank you. Because I don't want to miss anything. I'm really into, like, plot. If it's just a comedy and da-da-da-da, who cares? But if it's, like, some good movie and I got to figure out the plot, the mystery, like, shut up.
Yeah, you can't be watching Inception and have somebody talking all the damn time. You got to listen to that shit.
Oh, Shaw, we going to the movie, Shaw, me and you. They don't get it. They don't get it. Like, that's the worst. You can't be talking when people trying to listen. And you know what's the worst, y'all? When they know you're trying to listen, they keep talking anyway. Don't you just want to punch them in the face?
Oh, damn. You violent.
I am violent. Speedy don't care, man.
I'm very violent. I don't care. I really don't. Like, don't do it. You know I don't like it, so don't do it. Period.
Yeah, I just want to move away. I mean, I have two other pet peeves. That's number one. Number two, I hate when women chew gum and they make that popping noise with the bubble with their teeth.
Oh,
I just want to smack the gum out of their mouth.
On the subway. Kill her.
Yeah, I hate that when they be like clack, clack,
she
clack.
She did.
Clack.
I wanted to kill her.
And the final one is if you're eating food and you make that yum, I'm smacking noise. That's it. I'm done with that one. I can't sit. I'll leave the relationship. I'm like, it's over.
Yes.
I didn't know.
Starving noise.
I didn't know. I don't want to date a woman or try to. I wouldn't even try to pick up a woman if she's sitting down first. I like to see the whole body and everything, and I want to hear how she chews. Because if I gotta live with that, I'm out of there, man.
Oh,
so
man.
If you eating, talking, and chewing gum during the movie, it's over for me.
Oh, man.
Yo.
I am done. Sean said he's leaving the relationship.
Yes. They chewing like that, it's over, man. No way. So I just wanted to call in and give my honesty. I'm feeling y'all. I'm always listening. And I really love y'all guys, what y'all doing. It's what we've been missing. It's what we needed all this time.
Yes, Before you go, Mr. Shaw.
Yes,
man,
sir.
The mixtape is crazy, partner.
It's crazy.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Baby Maker Season is righteous.
Yes.
You know what I like? Thinking,
yes.
I like the F word.
Oh, the F word?
Yeah, I
thought that was going to be controversial, but a lot of people are feeling that. They were like, yeah, they know what they're saying. You know, I mean, if y'all have the listeners, if y'all have not listened to the Baby Maker Season mixtape, y'all can log on and listen to it. It's on soundcloud.com/ChiTownENT. It's a mixtape for couples and lovers out there, and it's definitely a sex anthem. It's about love, it's about lust. I talk about insecurity, you know, I talk about a couple of things in there. So, because a lot of people have been responding to me about the Please Don't Go song, and they wasn't expecting it. They thought it was just going to be a straight sex mixtape. Like, oh, yeah, I'm like, on that song, you know, I touch on the issue about, you know, men and women, and if somebody's in love and they don't know how to say it and express it the same way back to them. So that's what that song came
from. Right. That's another track I'm feeling a lot. Yeah, that's hot. I love that. Because you went there. Emotionally, you went there. I like that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to go there. And know all that. And when I'm on PD Radio, I'm like, let me answer this. A lot of people keep asking me, no, every song is not personally about me. Because a lot of people ask me, like, hey, so you be beating and tying up your lady and all this stuff. Well, maybe. So that's, you know, I'm like, I make music for real life situations and things like that.
Right.
Every song is not an autobiography. Like, you know, I didn't have sex with my girl once I found out she was having sex with another dude. This is not like I
right.
A lot of people ask me, they be like, yo, yeah, man. Hey, you had it rough, man. Yo, let the bitch go. I'm like, no, this is
ain't even me.
Right. But these are like watching a movie, man. Watch the movie, you can relate to it.
Like,
but I'm glad people are liking it and relating to it. I really appreciate the love.
It's definitely getting play here on PD Radio. All your music is hot. All your music is hot. Ever since I've been turned on to you, it's just been like, I love this dude. You bringing in Mr. Shaw? Always.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna try to bring it tomorrow because I got blessed with a track from Black.
Y'all doing it again?
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to record that as soon as I get home tomorrow morning. And so they already was catching a slow burn. It's gonna be over on this one. This one is gonna be. I'm gonna take it there. So I gotta answer a lot of talk. So I'm already gonna jump out there and claim that this city is mine now. So
I'm ready for that.
Y'all, it's about to wild. Hey, I got
it right now.
Yeah, we're going to play a little something from you later, a little bit later on in the show. One of my favorite tracks off of your CD. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, of course. You're going to have to listen.
Oh, yeah. I feel it has to do something with fingers or something like that.
Oh. You might be surprised.
Stay tuned to find out.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Y'all have
Thanks
a great show. I will be listening. All right.
You ready?
Thank you. All right. That was awesome. Mr. Shaw just called up. PD Radio, past guest and friend to the show, Mr. Shaw. That's right. And right now, Black, it is time to go into some music, you know, to get the vibe going a little bit. We're going to hit you guys with some Daryl Hall and John Oates. I can't go for that.
Thank you. Don't know what to do. Something's going on.
Sorry, Miss PD, I got to bust in real quick.
What are you busting in with, Black?
Hey, I just want to give the listeners just some quick knowledge real quick. I don't know if everybody heard, but over the weekend, Living Social was hacked, and about 50,000 or more passwords were compromised. So here's my tip. If you're on these social networking sites and you see the little box right there for all you lazy folks out there who like to just log in using their existing Facebook account or existing Twitter account, don't do it. Because once you get hacked on one end, and if you're using that same password, let's say on LinkedIn or whatever, now they have your password to Facebook, Twitter, and everything else. So you want to make sure you have some random passwords that you're using. Don't use the same password for everything. I'm just trying to save you some heartache. So,
Well, what is Living Social? What is that? I never heard of it.
Oh, it's basically it's like Groupons where they send you deals on vacations, deals on wineries, massages, things like that. Just a whole bunch of like social type of gathering things you can do around cities and you know, abroad. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice. I mean, they have some great deals, but you just want to be careful. Just make sure you don't link these accounts to, like, your main Facebook account, things like that, because once they get you on one end, now it's easy for them. Once they have your username and password for that, oh, well, let me go to Facebook and see if it matches up. And most likely it will, because a lot of people out there are lazy. So
gotcha.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And Black is an IT specialist, so we know what he's talking about. So listen to what the man has to say.
You need some help with your computer etiquette, hit me up. You can hit me up on our website, shoot us an email, and I will definitely, if you have a problem, you know, I will shoot you an answer. I got you.
It's going to cost
you.
But he got you.
Might cost
may
you a
cost
little.
May cost you a little.
Might cost
may
you
cost a little.
You
a lot.
But it's
going to
cost you. Well, Miss Petey, I know we are entering that time.
It's almost time.
It is almost that time. So we're going to kick it with one more song, and then we're going to come right back. But
and
I want to hit y'all
come
up.
Come back.
That's right.
PD Radio.
PD Radio.
PSA.
You keep on treating me the way you do. Ooh, you don't. listening, ladies and gentlemen.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
All right, is everybody ready?
This is a PD exclusive.
That's right, you are back with PD Radio, and as you just heard, this is a PD Radio exclusive. We have an encore appearance tonight from prior guest to the show, GPA, a.k.a. Greatest Poet Alive. We want to thank you so much for coming on. Welcome, GPA. Welcome to PD Radio.
Thank you for having me back, PD. What's up, Black?
Yes, what's going on, man?
Back on. Hey, man, it's all good, man. Just, hey, we doing the mission that God has set for us to do, and that's to be great and shine. That's all.
Exactly. Let him know.
That's right.
You better let them know it. And we are bringing you back, as I said already, you have been a past guest to the show. You broke it down then, too. So we're bringing you back tonight because you have a brand new release called Revenge of the Orgasm. Now,
yes.
GPA, talk to me, honey. What kind of book is this? Is this poetry? What you got coming for us?
You know what? That's a great question, PD, because it covers... It crosses many genres. It is a poetry mm-hmm. because I'm a poet first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an autobiography. It's an erotic autobiography,
oh.
so it's not fiction.
Sweet.
Oh.
It's not fiction.
Right, all
but
right.
It is also storytelling. You know, a lot of poems, as
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of poems
mm-hmm.
a lot of times can lie in the abstract or they can be composed of punchlines and then they just end. Well, most of these, if not all of them, well, all of them, excuse me, are stories.
Mm-hmm.
They're episodes
mm-hmm.
from my adventures, both intimate and sexual. I want everybody to pay attention how I separated those two denotations. They are both intimate
mm-hmm.
and sexual in nature. So they're composed of each one of those things. Yeah. So.
Mm. You
sounds
always
good.
Coming with the sauce. I love you, GPA. So,
thank
I
you,
mean,
back.
When did the book come out? Is it out right now?
It just came out yesterday. We had
the official
release party.
How's it being received so far?
Hey,
okay.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I,
uh-huh.
as a poet, never fathomed having pre-orders for a book. You know what I'm saying? You know, I never said it before and what have you. I never said it. And the fact that people went in pre-orders, this is really just, okay, like for real? Like, okay, I'm not going to take away that I'm talented and I got to, following, shout out to everybody on Team GPA calling, listening,
mm-hmm.
whatever may be doing. Shout out to y'all, thank y'all. But the fact that people actually went and said, "Yeah, I need to have mine,"
right?
Oh, so if they lived here, they couldn't get it to the day of the signing because that was the whole
mm-hmm.
purpose of them. They would get theirs first. But if they didn't live here, like a few ladies who didn't live here, they got theirs ahead of time, and we would delve on in, and it was just awesome. To have that done, people pre-order, double digits, you know what I'm saying? And that, usually those are the urban fiction authors who come out and they say the pre-orders. And I'm like, whoa, yeah, I'm this poet, dude. And they pre-ordered my book. And then
that's
we filled the house up at Let Them Eat Chocolate, where we had, shout out to Deborah Boss and her husband, Jay,
mm-hmm.
who owned Let Them Eat Chocolate. They let us have the book release party there. We had comedy, poetry, singing.
Wow.
We had some everything. And we filled the place up, you know,
uh-huh.
and it was great. I performed, and one of the videos are up, the Obsessed remix, which I'm going to perform tonight here.
Okay.
I remixed Obsessed, and people, if you see the video, I wild it out. I didn't even realize that I went left like I did. But if you see the video, you know, it's on YouTube, on the Cotton Cam with my partner, it's under that, and it's also on my page on Facebook. And I think I tweeted it a couple of times, too, and I will so again.
Mm-hmm.
But
you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was fun. I mean, but now the real work begins because now that was easy. Having a release party was easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Putting the book out, you know, and this is my first book under my own imprint, GPA Media Incorporated.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So we're going in that direction with it. So.
Okay. So it holds a real special place in your heart that this one is a little bit different for you.
Yeah, because I'm going to confess this right now out loud. when you're sitting here and you're going through your own editing, like I had somebody edit it, one of my homegirls, Tiff's editing calf, did a great job editing my manuscript. But when you're putting the pages together and trying to make sure they fit and putting the pitch, all that stuff, when you're trying to do
right.
that yourself,
mm-hmm.
yourself, wow. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a dumb guy at all, nowhere near, but
mm-hmm.
when you have to sit there on my laptop, I could tell you a bunch of stories about it. One laptop burn up. And the other one just crashed.
Oh.
All while I was
what?
Doing it. Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
I know.
Dell's
oh,
laptop,
man.
The Dell laptop burned up. The motherboard burned up. Cost me $900 to fix. So I said, okay, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm on budget. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep
right.
working with the Toshiba. Well, the Toshiba, if you work with it like longer than 20 minutes, it would freeze up. So whatever you did,
oh.
you had to make sure you saved it. Yeah, so we got this done. But, see, the thing about that is, the thing about circumstances, and anybody who's done anything of any merit understands this, the circumstances are not inhibitors unless you allow them to be. The
right.
circumstances are things that make your exploits more laudable once you have conquered them.
Mm.
So all those things went on. I wasn't going to stop. I mean, it just made it more fun. Like, okay, it was a couple of times. I was like, no, son of a, you know, but.
Right.
We're going to get it done, and we did. So thank God for that. We got it done. So here we are.
I like how you said that. I like how you said that. Because I'm known for a GPA. Like, you know, I do a lot of different things, and it's like I do a lot of personalized projects as well. So it's like when I'm working with things, when I'm working with my printer, or if I'm, my sewing machine ain't acting right, I just start cussing to the heavens, and I'm like going crazy. Then I have to calm myself down, like, wait a minute. But then once I produce the product, it's like, you know, it was so worth it to just keep on going, because I'll easily say, I'm done. I'm not doing it no more. I have to bring myself back down to earth. So I like the way you put that together.
Good stuff
right there. So
yeah.
What outlets are you going through to, you know, promote your book right now? How are you getting the message out to the people?
I'm just going to be really blunt when I say this. If you have not seen the hashtag ROTO, if you haven't seen Revenge to Orgasm mentioned or anything like that, then it's by no fault of myself or my team. It's by no lack of effort whatsoever, because everything that we could do, from our own guerrilla marketing to using inexpensive methods to make sure it was somewhere. So you've seen it somewhere. If it wasn't the book trailer on YouTube, if it hasn't been the countless interviews, the video singles I did, and this may be somewhat unique, because
right.
I treat books like an album. I treat my books like an album. I try to use a 50-cent imprint of doing things when it comes to my books. So even before we even had a book on a manuscript, we had the poems that were going to go into it, and we put music to them. I jacked the music. I'm not even ashamed to say. I jacked the music, like, for Obsessed and for Pose for Me and all that stuff. And I put out singles. Stop That. I put out That's the Beagle. Everybody knows Scooter the Beagle. That's my main man. So he feels like actor. He does this every time I get on the interview. Every time I get on an interview, he feels the need to act out, spoil.
That's your hype man right there.
Yeah, he wants to spotlight too. You got to share.
Right.
You know, he's jealous
he just,
right
for
now.
For no reason. For nothing. For no reason. But what I've done is I used everything social media and everything local and everything hands-on to make sure it was there. With a title like Revenge of the Orgasm, there's no getting around it. So all you have to do is just put it there. All
right.
you have to do is tell somebody. And then you put the parentheses, the subtitle, an erotic autobiography, and they're like, okay, wait a minute, dude. So you're saying this is true? I'm like, yes, this is true. This is very true.
Mm.
All these things are true, so, you know.
Okay.
So that's basically been the thing. So everything that we can do, and we're not done. And see, now, like I was alluding to earlier, now we're going to the groundwork now, where we actually, you're going to see me at performances, at
like going on tour almost, right?
Exactly. It's the revenge tour. So we'll go to performances. Like I'm one of the featured performers at the Black Poetry Calf Poetry Fest in Atlanta, in Georgia, in June.
Oh, sweet.
So you're gonna see me. Yeah. I'm. They don't know what they're in for, really. They really don't. But you're gonna see me. now you're going to see the visual because we're in the warm time when people are out and about. So
mm-hmm.
now you're going to just see me out and about as opposed, and also along with some online stuff, and now I'm going to be out among the people. And now I've gotten reviewers already working on. I got my first 5-star review the other day. So
awesome.
You know, we're just going to do the thing. We're just going to be sweet.
Now you have many books out. What number is this one? Now I understand this is the first one under you, but how many books do you have out now? For those who don't know,
this makes number 4.
Okay.
This makes number 4.
Pushing them out.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah,
respect to you.
Yeah, you know, thank you so much. I'm blown away by it. To be honest with you, 4 books, like wow. I figured when I got one, I'd be good,
mm-hmm.
and just like yeah, but no. And I don't know how
mm-hmm.
many, I can't tell you how many more poetry books I'll do.
Exactly.
I may switch to fiction. It won't be necessarily urban fiction because that's not
mm-hmm.
my thing, but I may switch to something else. And,
okay.
Wow, this guy is just acting up. But, yeah.
Okay, well, it shows the passion for what it is that you do. So much respect to you on that. You want to give us a little something from your book? So
yeah,
we can get a taste of what's going
first.
On?
Okay.
I
want to say something first. P.E., you are wild. I just want to tell you.
What?
Well,
I do.
Just off the cuff, because we Twitter buddies and we Instagram
uh-huh.
buddies. And it was you, and there's another
mm-hmm.
young lady. It was you. Okay. It's her. It was you. And there was one other young lady. Y'all
mm-hmm.
like to put great pictures of yourselves. Y'all are very beautiful women. I like to put pictures of yourselves and switch them up and do it. I mean, it's just true. It's not a compliment. It's the truth. So there's a difference.
Wow, thank you.
A compliment is meant to get you somewhere. The truth is just what it is. It's not arguable. It's just the
wow.
truth. So I like to tell the
wow.
truth. So I saw you guys, and I said, and that's why I wrote Pose. I wrote the poem. That's my mama. You hear in the background. You know, anybody knows me. I'm really close to my family. No, and they say, hey, Ma, everybody knows that she doesn't like when I do a shout out like that. So she was making noise, right? And then that's my daughter. You know, this family I'm part of, all these dark skinned people.
I love
it. You know, they want all my time. They want all my
time.
Yeah,
you a mess.
I mean, no, this is what I got to see. People don't understand. I got to write poems. That don't mean keep talking. Just because I said y'all name, that means like stop. But this is what I got to deal with.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
You know what I'm saying? This is a
fame
startup.
Comes at a price.
This is, right, this is not easy. So, you know, just.
I'm dying over
here.
I'm wild.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This poem is dedicated to all the women who, well, you'll figure it out. Here we go.
Okay.
She is not a supermodel. No, not even close. The manufactured superlative would insult her greatly. The connotation that oozes from it goes against her physical phenomenon. She just likes to pose. The slender near anorexic figurines have nothing in common. Cameras fail with their lenses to capture every admirable aspect. Each and every curve on her has a mind, heart, and life of its own. Parallel lines and 90-degree angles do not exist upon her landscape, and an adventure occurs with every step of her feet. She likes to pose. She is at work, either bored out of her mind or close to being stressed out. Exchange of pleasant salutations and developing dialogue inspire inhibitions to depart. Business blazer, top 2 buttons are placed behind the suffix X. Skirt that coordinates pull to expose the dark triangle. And this is done in the privacy of her office, her car before she drives off, or lunchtime sitting at her desk with everyone gone. She likes to pose. Late in the evening, night knocks on the door. There is privacy, whether created or existing. Garments, clothes, the floor surrounding her. Restraint acts as though it does not exist. Every inch made known that was otherwise. Sure, camera struggles grasping. She likes to pose. Pedicure toes, tattoo around ankles, curve of thighs respectively, the V leading to chasm, belly button, undersize, and posterior's arc. Nipples, swell of buxom bounty, delectable neck, sculpture, lips, tender shoulders, captured in various lights.
different angles and no filters. No filters. She likes to pose. Staring at my catalog of photographs, anytime arousal can be summoned, Venus's machinations are, of course, superior to Martian mentality. My full attention she has, and she knows it. That is why she likes to pose. She likes to pose for me, my poems.
Yes, sir.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Sir.
We got to give it up for GPA. Well, I declare. I'm over here fan of myself right now. That is hot. I love it. I love
it. So
now, is that more personal or more fiction? What is that? Or is it a little bit of both? Like, did you have
you got to understand. It's about
break it down
women.
To me.
I'm a social network dude. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. And I don't have a Tumblr, but there are a few beautiful women I know who are on Tumblr, and they take great pics. So here in the accumulation of things, I have figured out. I figured this out. And there's no one to disagree with me. And I said this to you once on – I said this on Twitter because there's a bunch of us on Twitter. Every morning or most mornings, we shout out to each other. Say good morning.
Right.
Have a great day. We do that just to foster the
right.
love. So one day I said, you like to pose. I said, you like to pose. And a couple of people wanted to know, well, what do you mean? I said, no, you like to pose. And the answer resoundingly was yes. Whether you get a new haircut, new outfit, like to pose. Whether you lose weight or gain some weight in the right places, you like to pose. So
right.
it was just an appreciation of, and I'm fortunate being GPA, I'm fortunate that there are women who don't mind posing for me. I don't mind sharing pictures.
I pose for you, GPA. I pose for you, honey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Anytime.
Now, I'm fan. Wow, I've seen you do. Good grief.
Oh, man, I'm a mess. But you know that by now.
Wow. It just got serious.
Radio Blue Loving. I love
serious,
it.
He's jealous, GPA. That's okay. He'll get over it. You know, my co-host is jealous right now. He'll get over it. It's what it is.
I'm loving it right now.
Yeah, that piece was hot.
Thank
I'm digging that. Yeah,
that's the truth.
Thank you.
You got one more
it.
Steamy piece you can bring for us, you know,
well, that's
on
all,
the show
that's
tonight.
All I get to share? Is my time almost up or something?
No. I said I know you have another steamy piece to share with us.
Oh, no, PD. Oh, you hurt my feelings. No,
what?
No.
No?
Okay, everybody, please, everybody listening in, let me just, this is where I use my, everybody who knows me knows I'm a little bit assertive, a tad bit egomaniacal. I confess to those things. They are me. This is where I say, no, this is not going to be a typical night on TD Radio, six-man radio. No.
Well,
no.
I mean, you know, we got time restrictions. That's what I'm saying, though. You know,
you got time
so we,
restrictions?
You know, of course, we're a
two-hour
show.
Okay, do you have somebody coming on after me?
No, but we have a format we got to stick with.
Okay, all right.
You know, we're bringing you on. Of course, we're bringing you on encore. You know, to talk about your book. You need to just give us another excerpt, though. You need to give us one more piece. Just one more. Come on, don't make me bat my eyelashes.
You
want to
do it right now? You want to do it right now? There's a format I have to. So then we got to ask a few more questions, and then we got to. Okay. All right. Since you put it that way, this might be my favorite poem in the entire book. Here you go. You have initiated indelible indentations upon my intellect. I only think of you in between the blinks of my eyes. But in that statement, I have told you a falsehood, because with every other heartbeat, you would have in my mindset as well. I am obsessed with you. This dark skin of mine hides odes written to you in various fonts. Your name is my answer, both positively and negatively, to any and all questions.
Your favorite fragrance is what I use to freshen the rooms in my home and keep surrounding me as I take my steps to the city of Chicago. And in my wallet, in between the dollar bills, the credit cards and debit cards, on my memory card, on my cell phone, or in the hard drive of my computer, I have pictures of you. I am obsessed with you. My worst nightmares are fond remembrances of your idiosyncrasies. Every prayer that my voice utters includes, thank you, God, for letting me be cognizant of your existence. I have easily memorized the rhythm of your footsteps, no matter what shoes you're walking in, no matter what surface you're walking upon, and your initials and your measurements separately and collectively are all my passwords and a combination to my Planet Fitness locker. I am obsessed with you. Now, I know what you are thinking, but it's supposed to be extreme. It's supposed to come across as overkill. It's supposed to make you feel a tad bit frightened. Otherwise, it wouldn't be obsession. And I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. On Facebook, I like, share, and comment on every status you post. On Twitter, I retweet with a comment, and favorite every tweet you have. On Instagram, I like, unlike, just so I can keep in touch with the pictures of yours I like. On YouTube, I share the video you post up, even though it's not yours. And your Tumblr is the first thing I check every morning. I am obsessed with you. Every email you have are the only contacts in my phone. Your favorite songs, even the lovey-dovey ones, I have memorized and try to harmonize with loving you. I have watched you, and I know how your fingers bend when you dial numbers on your phone or you text. I am obsessed with you. The colors you have shown inclination to are the strands in my carpet, the paint on my walls, the various pieces in my wardrobe, and I swear to you I'm switching my cars to those colors tomorrow. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. I am obsessed with you. My poem.
Wow. Well, I am just obsessed with that piece right there. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, this book is a must-have. We must pick this up, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a remix. I remixed that.
Remixing poetry now. I love it.
Yeah, gotta do it.
Gotta do it. Take that. I love it. Good stuff, GPA. So, Black, I know you have a question for GPA.
What type of technique or what do you do to kind of stay fresh and you know, keep things going? Like you say, you have four books, and
right.
Do you ever find that spot where, you know, you just can't come up with anything? But how do you keep it going? Because you are always on the roll, and I really, I appreciate the work and everything that you put into it. So what do you do?
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Right.
Well,
thank you.
How do you keep the momentum?
Because I want to be the best ever. And the people who I admire, who I emulate, are respectively, if they're not the best ever in their respective fields, they are worth mentioning. Kobe Bryant, 50 Cent, The Rock, and John Cena. I take something from each one of those guys. My brother, who's a perfectionist and very profound, wise gentleman, take something from each one of those guys, put it with my writing, and this is who you get with GPA. So I don't believe in writer's block because there's always something to write about. I am fortunate because I'm very observant, and this is what I do. So I'm a storyteller, so I can go back and forth. So a lot of people might hear tonight and say, oh, wow, he's the erotic poet, he's the sensual poet, and then they'll go back and read the book previous, The Mind of a Poetic Unsub, and find out, oh, wait a minute, no, that's
exactly
not who he is.
Right.
Or they'll go and Google the fact that last week, I just want to share, and this is an answer to the question, too, and a slight segue or a slight tangent, but it's still along the question you asked, Blackwood, and keeping it fresh. Last week,
right,
I came within a quarter of a point of making history here in Chicago. I was in a competition called the Moth Storytelling Slam, and I was one of 10 champions that took the stage. There's not many black champions walking around, period, storytelling
right
champions. But I would have been the first African-American Grand Slam champion here in my city. So, mm-hmm, and the guy who won, well, he's won several times in different cities. He is, quote-unquote, the man. He is, like, the dude,
right,
the champion. And he said to me, no one has ever pushed him that far. Well, that poem I did, well, and this isn't a poetry contest, this is a storytelling, but I just happened to have
mm-hmm
these skills that were happy to adapt to something else, and it was about being bullied. It was
gotcha
about being bullied as a child. So that just,
mm-hmm,
it's just, there's so many things as a poet. You just have to open your eyes, your ears, and just take life in. You got to take life in and just put it on paper,
right,
and do it how you want to do it. And that's how I try to, you know, if I try to sound like somebody else, then you wouldn't get this stuff from me. If I try to write like somebody else, like people want you to do, that's what they want you to do. They want you to sound
mm-hmm
like, write like, and then you wouldn't get fresh stuff from me because I would have got frustrated because that's not
right,
who
right
I am. But the fact that I can be innovative and want to do things because I want to be the best ever, and I know that sounds, I don't know how it may sound to someone, and personally, I really don't care. I want to be the best ever. So when
right
they, and I don't want to be gone to do it. I want them to be
right
there. When they say Langston Hughes, Nikki Giovanni, Maya Angelou,
mm-hmm,
GPA, I want them to put me right in the thing. So
and there's nothing wrong with
that thing. That's that
I mean, because truth be told, you know, anybody who has a passion for what they do feels that way. You know, to say you don't, you're pretty much lying because, you know, you want to be known as the best. That's what we strive for, to
right
be the best at whatever it is that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next for GPA in your franchise? I know you just put this book out. It just came out yesterday. But is there
right
anything else going on that you're trying to get into that you want to share with us?
We'll be publishing on July 18th. We'll be publishing Cotton, the Soft Spoken Poets book.
Oh,
GPA,
okay.
Second, GPA Media Incorporated imprint, and that's Seduction's
sweet
Lips. December 1st. We will release my second CD, which is called G-Pocalypse Forever. And,
I like that name. I like that.
Yeah, well,
I
you know, thank you. I was a big Tupac fan. One of my favorite CDs of his was the very first one, G-Pocalypse.
Right.
And And I just said, okay, I don't want to just talk about it now. I want it to be forever. So I was like G-Pocalypse because, like I said, I try to look at these books like albums. And I try to look at myself as not only a poet, which I am, but as this performing entity. And so you got to give them something. You have to give people, why am I paying attention to GPA? Why do I need to follow him? What do I need to look up him for? Why, is he interesting? Why is he interested? Why do I need
right
to Google? And I have to give them something. You know, because there's a bunch
mm-hmm
of poets. I mean, shoot.
That's right. That's right.
And that's just the white folks. There's a bunch of poets. That's the white folks. That's just them. That's about 5 million of them.
That's true.
And you take 3 million of us black ones, and then you add 10 million spoken word artists. You got to have something to step out from yourself. So
most definitely
this is what we got. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I got a quick question for you, and I think a lot of people might want to just kind of think about this as well. If you could take your body of work and let's say someone said, you know, you got 2 weeks to put together a body of work and put into a time capsule that you're going to plant in the ground. And then let's fast forward, you know, 3,000 years, and someone in the future is going to pick this time capsule out, what response, what would the response be that you're trying to pull after they open up this capsule? What would it, you know, like, what would your legacy mean as a poet, as a person, that you would want to leave with someone in the near future, in the future itself?
They're going to say, even in your scenario and period, this guy could do it all. This guy could do it all.
Okay.
He could go from one thing, he could, like I was on a show last week and the woman said, you know, you're known as a ladies' man with poetry, you know, you're romantic, you're Mac Daddy and all that stuff. Does that bother you? I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I like beautiful women. I mean, if beautiful women like the stuff I write and recite, great. Mm-hmm. That means we cut out the middleman of, you know, anything else. That means I got a half up on a lot of other people. That's cool. That's cool. But then, you go back to the beginning when I talked about being locked up. Well, if you ever heard my poem Locked Up or read it, you say, wow, that was really vivid. Well, I was there. Well, that was really vivid, and that reflects on something else. Then you go to Bully, and you say, wow, how did this guy, 6 foot tall, 235 pounds, muscle, fierce-looking dude, I'm not ashamed to admit, fierce-looking dude, you were bullied? Yes, I was. 4 kids, small, I was bullied. Smart off the milk, and this is the point
right.
of that. They'll go from thing to thing and say, and then they'll go to the central stuff like, wow, he's able to write about this and arouse and turn people on without being crass or offensive. So, and be quite frank, there aren't many people who can do that. There aren't many people who can go from one subject matter to subject matter and do it, not just write it for the sake of writing it, but write it with superior adeptness. And that's what
right.
they would see, along with my relentless
awesome.
Aggression.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
awesome.
I lose it. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Awesome.
That's I've always been that way as far as writing style. I always say, you know, don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in a box. You should be able to write about anything, not just one subject. If you're, you know, to me, anyway, if you're a true great writer, it shouldn't matter.
You can write about anything.
Yeah, you should be able to write about anything and bring that same level of emotion and everything to you know, to your words and have it flow. So, yeah,
right,
right,
with depth. Yeah.
That was a great question, by the way.
Yeah. Well,
hey,
GTA,
you know.
we have to wrap it up now. So, is there any, you know, lasting words you want to leave with this? You know, any shout outs you want to give to anybody? Anything you want to share before we let you go tonight?
Sure. Thanks. First of all, thank you for having me back on. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime.
Right,
you know that.
With my book, when my book is on. Well, you say that, Black. I don't know about PD. She be on.
Oh,
I thought we had. On my team members, thank you for supporting Team GPA and all the things to do. Thank you for grabbing the book and liking things and all that. I appreciate that so much. There's a lot of people working that they aren't on any payroll, but they tell people about me or they hook me up with gigs to go perform, and I greatly appreciate that. And the last thing I'm going to say before I go is this book right here, Revenge of the Orgasm, an Erotic Autobiography. If you don't go out and get the book, okay, but what you can do, if you go on Amazon and read the back cover, and you'll see that you've been in exactly what I described on the back cover, and then it'll make you want to go inside and take a look. And then we're going
right.
to release it on Kindle in a couple of weeks. It's not on any sort of ebook format right now because I wanted everybody to have a real book. But in a couple
right.
of weeks, we're going to release it on Kindle, so, because I know a lot of people dig that. So, but once again, thank y'all for having me. It's always good to come kick with y'all. Y'all do great work. I mean, y'all do great
Thank
work on
so
here. Real
much.
Radio, no soft shoe favorite. I want to have this person on 9 times in 2 months. Thank y'all
yeah.
so much. Y'all carried up.
Yeah.
No, y'all, it's real stuff. Because I see y'all seen that. Y'all couldn't laugh if y'all didn't know I was telling the truth. So,
thank
right.
you.
You know I'm telling the truth, but thank y'all, all right?
You know
we thank you, GPA. Ladies and gentlemen, GPA, greatest poet alive with his brand new release, Revenge of the Orgasm. Make sure you pick that up. Give it up for GPA.
I need to plug my website. Can I plug my website?
Yeah,
oh,
so right.
Okay. www.iblowyourmind.net, and it's on Amazon. All right, I'm gone. Thank y'all. I'm gone.
That's
thank
right.
you, GPA. Have a good night.
Thank y'all. Have a great night.
All right, man. You have a good
all
one.
All right, thank you.
It's PD. You owe that man a...
And I gave it to him. You jealous? Get over it. Whatever,
ooh.
It's time to go into the music, and right now, in honor of my love for GPA, we're going to play for him, Jungle Love. Yes,
Let's do it.
Let's
I'm another lost in the pack. We horse shack shit, you know, laugh it off. Years just blow by. My eyes stay fixed, but the picture's kinda out of focus. I try a lot, but admit to it. Enjoying life now, but I've been through it. Sometimes I wish that I can go back. No bills, no kids, just getting towed back. I want a wife. I love women. How could I front like I don't be in love with them? A little man that I can teach. A little sand, but not the beach. I figure excess, I only bring an excessive amount of fuss. So when I'm gone, make sure the headstone reads, he did it for us. I'm like a modern day Jesus. I cherish warm thoughts like a gray goose. And float soft kisses to my baby.
That day's little girl.
Yeah, respect for that. She gon' be somebody. Instead of somebody, baby mama. You see young minds and now made of armor. I'm trying to pop a hole in your Yankee cap. Absorb me. The skies over your head ain't safe no more. And hip-hop ain't your home. And if it is, you fucking up the crib, son. You make life look like I don't want to live one. You might as well hold your breath until you die in the corner somewhere, bent over in the crevice. This God theory overcomes the worst of weathers. As long as you're willing to try.
PD Radio.
Today's agenda, got the suitcase up in the central. Go to room 112, tell them Blanco sent you. Feel the strangers, if no money exchanges. I got these kids in ranges, to leave them niggas brainless. All they told is stainless, you just remaining. Calm as possible, make the deal go through. If not, here's 12 shots, we know how you do. Please make your killings clean, slugs up in between. They eyes like true lies, kill them and flee the team. Just bring back the coke or the cream, or else your life is on the shelf. We mean this, Frank, the cats we fucking with put bombs in your mom's gas tank. Let's get this money, baby. They shady, we get shady. Dress up like ladies and burn them with dirty 380s. And they come to kill our babies, that's all out. I got gaps that blow the wall out. Clear them all out, fuck the fallout. Word to stretch, I bet they pussy. The seven digits push me, fucking real. Here's the deal, I got 100 bricks, 14.5 a piece. Enough to cop six, buy the house on the beach. Supply the piece with Jeeps, brick a piece, capiche? Everybody getting cream, no one considered the leech. Think about it now, that's damn near 1.5. I kill them all, I'll be set for life. Frank, pay attention, these motherfuckers is henchmen. Renegades, if you die, they still get paid. Extra probably, fuck a
PD Radio.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines, felines, dolphins, and elephants are a higher intelligence? What if the dinosaurs came here, thrived, and left right before the Egyptians arrived? What if we are a creation of a greater being's imagination? What if the stars in the sky are a grand treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek? What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth was a hotbed of free universal love? What if there is an intergalactic travel agency that specializes in the human experience, an all-inclusive holiday? Choose your status, your culture, your geography. Make reservations early to choose your gender and sexuality. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve.
And when the life is done, the intergalactic traveler returns home.
What if there are stargates, triangles, and portals that allow each and every one of us to move about the universal cabin without care? What if beings from other planets and places in space study us like we study animals? That would certainly explain all the stories about alien abduction. What if
When we sleep, we really exist somewhere else, perhaps a different dimension or a parallel universe. And when we are awake, we exit here, wherever that might be. What if we create every moment we sleep?
Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They target, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yup, the city is your backdrop. Gats pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the stinger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, troll up, and get your shit swole up. Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap. Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yup. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give up.
Yeah. Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for realer. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf, you softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hep from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas salty now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan, discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right, right.
That's right. Woo. Now that's how you end the show, Black. That's how you end the show. I don't give
that's how a we do it. Full circle. Cave. Full circle.
Full circle. PD hey. Radio, great guest, great show yeah. with PD Radio. Let's that's, go.
That Bad Seed mixtape is crazy, man. And I got my, one of my favorite tracks on there is produced by Dr. No. Bad C, he, man, the joint is crazy. The Superman theme song, that's what I call it. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all pick that
that's
up, that
right.
Wrath of Cage, baby, because it is
right.
crazy.
You so. Got a free download. Go to sixmanradio.site40.net and get that free download. He also has on there the free download for the Side Eye mixtape. Get that as well. We want to thank
right.
you guys for tuning in for another great night with PD Radio. Black. Much love to you. Thanks for doing what you do. It's
hey,
a pleasure.
Always
being
a pleasure, Miss Petey.
Every week.
Every
you
week.
You know it.
That's
every
right.
Every week. It's how we
Shy, do. Man, that's my track right there, baby. That release.
Man.
I just had to, you know, I had to put that out there. That's my joint. And you got another
that's
track that I'm gonna play next week. My next.
That's a
so.
Sexy mother right there.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're gonna really? Keep this rolling.
Let's do it. Good night, you guys. PD Radio.
PD Radio.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
We out, baby. PD Radio.
We out,
that's
PD
right.
Radio.
One.